is Wicked Roadie, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hello and welcome. My name's Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro. Thank you so much for tuning in to the podcast voted best of Rhode Island for 2018, 2019, and for the rest of your life, as far as I'm concerned, because we're just gonna stuff the ballot box.
No, you keep bringing it.
You can't stuff the ballot box on that one. I don't think people realize that. If you've never voted, first and foremost, shame on you. Thanks for nothing at this point if you've never voted. But if you have voted before, you know that it's a one-time thing. You have to vote per email address, and they're very, very strict on it. And that's why that accolade is one of the most
coveted.
Yeah.
Yes.
It really is. It means something. It has value. It's not... There's a lot of awards out there. Mary, I mean, we could have a ton of awards if we had budget to just go buy awards.
That's
because
right.
You can literally do that. But this is something
that you can't buy. But Rhode Island Monthly, they're serious,
they
man.
Are serious, and they're good people, and we love them over there. We are coming into Labor Day weekend here, folks. And if you haven't done something that you were wanting to do all summer, what is that thing? I'll ask you, Mary.
Ooh.
What haven't you done this summer that you wanted to do? Now, summer's not over. You still have a few weeks, but
truly,
according to the calendar, and maybe you can do it now more so because the kids will be in school.
Hey.
That's always a... Now maybe is the time to go to the beach because, A, you're not going to have to pay for the parking lots.
The parking, yeah.
And B, you can go kid-free.
That's amazing. You know, one of the things that I really wanted to do that I didn't get to do it all this summer was go have lunch at Castle Hill.
Oh, okay.
In Newport. I just love that view. I think it's one of the most beautiful views in the state, but that is something I would prefer to do without kids.
Yeah.
So I think you're onto something here.
Well, I think the executive producer of the podcast, Blake Larson, also known as your husband, is going to have to take a day off
next week
or the week after or whatever day is got great weather.
How about you?
You know, it's been a busy summer, you know, a lot of different things. Obviously, the baseball is starting to wind down and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I really haven't gotten to the beach as much as I'd like to. And guess what? Labor Day means nothing really to me as far as, you know, you go from one mode right into another.
Yeah.
It just always seems to pile up. But hopefully, you know, we'll have some time to get a little bit more beach.
And the ocean is now warm. That's
exactly
the great part about September.
Yes. Yes. We were at the beach this past weekend visiting some friends. And the little foster man went in a little bit, just, you know, up to his ankles and stuff. And it wasn't that, it was cold, it was cool, it was kind of cloudy overcast day, but it wasn't too bad. So that option will probably be the one that I exercise the most. It's nice to just grab lunch and go down there and chill and relax.
It
so
is.
Having that ability, although, listen, I love your husband dearly, but he's got to talk to these people up at Dunkin'.
Oh, why? What's going on?
What's up with this pumpkin stuff already?
Oh, man.
Just wait till September 1st. Wait till Sunday.
You know, it's not even just him. It's like you go into Target, you go anywhere. It's like Halloween is already here.
Oh, yeah.
They're not even worried about September.
Yeah.
I'm half and half when it comes to pumpkin. I like the smell of pumpkin spice. I like pumpkin pie, but I don't need pumpkin in everything.
No.
And so I agree with you. I actually don't like pumpkin in my coffee.
Really?
Yeah. I'm all set with
that. I agree with you.
I like pumpkin muffins. I like pumpkin, like if it's a sweet kind of good, a cookie,
sure,
I can dig it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's in a drink, I'm kind of weirded out.
Yeah. No, I'm good with it. They look wonderful in the field. They look wonderful on my front steps. Don't put it in my food. I'm okay. And I'm okay with that. So what about you out there? If you are out there and there's something you haven't done yet, something you got to get done, please let us know.
That's
Facebook.
Right.
Twitter, Instagram, like MasterCard, everywhere you want to be, you can find Wicked Roadie. And if you tuned in while you're on the road working or just getting errands done, you can listen and enjoy the episode. If you hear something that piques your interest, well then, my friends, you can just find all those links and the information on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
We have lined up for this week's Wicked Interesting Pick.
Mary, this is the weekend my wife and little foster man look forward to, well, have been looking forward to since April. It is the final weekend of the Paw Sox for this season.
Yeah.
And it starts with a doubleheader on Thursday, a doubleheader on Friday, thanks to the amazing rainy weathers we've had.
Which we might get some more actually on Labor Day. I just told you about that.
Yeah, and I'm honestly, I don't know what happens if we rain out on the last day.
That's awkward.
Yeah, very much so. But yeah, so we have games happening. So the doubleheaders are fun. I think Thursday's game starts at 4:35. Friday's game starts at 5:35. And on Saturday is going to be the team poster night. It was supposed to be on the Thursday night, but team poster night is when you show up early, real early, like before the gates open, you get a poster, and then you can go on the field, and then all the players from the Paw Sox, well, most of the players, I should say, have a table out on the field.
Oh, wow.
You walk the warning track, and you can get autographs. So that's always pretty cool.
That's cool, yeah.
They have the Motown fireworks happening on Saturday night.
Sweet.
So that's always a good time. On Sunday, this is going to be a great day at the park, because you'll have pregame catch on the field, the game, and then postgame run the bases. So you can be on the field twice, before and after the game, which
Look
is always
that.
Exciting. By the way, on Friday, just totally forgot, kind of spaced this out, we will not be the Pawtucket Red Sox.
What do you mean?
We change our name to the Pawtucket Fightin' Quahogs.
Ooh.
It's going to be, it's going to be great.
Old school.
It's one thing that we can do from time to time to, you know, just have a little fun. Mm-hmm. Last year we did the Pawtucket Hot Wieners. This year we're doing the Fightin' Quahogs. So it's exciting.
So what happens? Do they wear different uniforms?
Different uniforms, different gear, you know, now batting for the Fightin' Quahogs. You know,
that's really cool. Yeah,
it's really cool. Really messes me up for the night, but that's okay. I'm here for your entertainment, folks. That's what we do. That's what we do. But it's gonna be great. Kids are free at this point. I think pretty much for most of the games, if not all of them. But just head over to the website, and we'll have all the information for you there. Come on out to the ballpark for the final time in 2019. It is our Wicked Interesting Pick of the Week, and now here's the Wicked Fun in the 401.
So Labor Day, of course, Labor Day weekend is the unofficial end to summer, even though, as you said, Ben, we've got a couple more weeks lined up to be able to get all that summerific stuff in. But if you're ready to start saying farewell, maybe the kids are going back to school, maybe you're ready to go drink some pumpkin spice coffee, who knows? But a great way to kick off the end of summer is the Summer's End Concert, which happens in East Greenwich. This is going to be Friday night, 5:30 to 9 p.m. It's just a really beautiful, free concert, bringing the community together. There's going to be different vendors, different food, lots of local artists will be performing and kind of selling their wares, and then the amazingly talented Navy Band Northeast is going to be kind of their lead performer, taking the stage probably around 7 p.m. But this is another great event. You just bring your blanket, bring your picnic dinner. If you live in the East Greenwich, South County area, heck, if you live anywhere in the central area of the state, you're probably sure to be seeing some friends there, as this is a really, really popular event. So once again, Friday night, 5:30 to 9, head on over to Eldridge Field in East Greenwich for their Summer's End Concert.
Well, that's going
to
be great. The NBC 10 Volley for Tomorrow is taking place this weekend. It is legitimately 54 hours of continuous volleyball tournaments where players will be paying $30 to play in a 6-hour block. And there'll be rest periods and whatnot.
Okay.
But this is going to be a fundraiser for the Tomorrow Fund. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be taking place over at Mulligan's Island, not too far from here.
Yeah.
They'll have food. They'll have music. They'll have all sorts of good stuff there. And you can go as an individual. You can go as a team. This is something you definitely want to check out. And of course, Tomorrow Fund is a wonderful, wonderful group of people doing wonderful things over there for kids. They provide, you know, financial and emotional support to kids with cancer and their families who are being treated at Hasbro Children's Hospital right up the road in Providence there. Mm-hmm. So this is something different. And maybe you're athletic, or maybe you just want to come down and do a little mini golf this weekend and check out all these teams that are playing.
And cheer them on.
Yeah, absolutely. They could use the support. They could use the love. So don't forget to do that.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
And is this the first time they're doing it, do you think? Or I've never heard of something like this before. I played volleyball in high school.
Yes.
I probably would be terrible if I played for 6 hours straight now. But not going to lie, I think I'm going to check this out. Not to play for 6 hours.
Yeah.
Once again, I'm a little rusty, but this sounds really, really cool. And as you said, a great cause.
Yeah. I don't know that they've done this before. I don't see anything that indicates that it's an annual or second day annual of something, but Nonetheless, this has been a long time in the planning. A lot of people are interested, so go check that out.
Awesome. Also happening this weekend, pretty much starting like now, the time that this episode comes out, all of Labor Day weekend is the Rhythm and Roots Festival happening down in Charleston, Rhode Island. This is, once again, all weekend long. Tons of tickets available. It is a family-friendly event, fun for all of the ages. You can go to the campgrounds. They've got glamping going on. I mean, you can pretty much make this your own version of Coachella. But if you have kids and you want to bring bubbles, even better. There's going to be vendors, music all weekend. If you just want to, once again, kick off the end of summer. Mm-hmm. And the great thing with this weekend that I think a lot of us Rhode Islanders forget about is most of the tourists are gone. So to head on down to Charleston, which is a beautiful beach community here in the Ocean State, mm-hmm. you know, you can have a beach day. You can go catch some great music, go get some fantastic fresh seafood without any of the tourists clogging up the ways there.
Very good, true. It's a very good point. And you know, because of the ride, if you're coming from like the Providence area, mm-hmm. you can always swing in if you need a bathroom halfway through. Just because I know this from working there.
Yeah,
the Cardi's in West Warwick, great bathrooms. A lot of people use that as kind of the halfway point because they can go in and take the kids in. It's a nice clean bathroom. So, you know, just a little something to keep in mind while you're out there. So.
I mean, we're all human. We are all human. So
Very true.
we have needs.
What do you got for Wicked Family Friendly?
So one thing I did want to mention about the Rhythm and Roots Festival, but I figured I'd slip it into the family friendly thing, is that during this Rhythm and Roots Festival, the 12 and under kids are completely free. They are going to be giving away free music lessons while they're there. And there's nightly movies and playgrounds.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, just another plug for them in regards to those of you who may have little ones. But the big thing that I wanted to mention is that this weekend kicks off King Richard's Fair.
Oh my goodness.
Right? This is going through October 20th, so you
turkeys,
need to make sure you're there before
turkeys be
turkey
alert.
Legs.
Turkeys be on alert. They're coming for you.
Oh my gosh. Have you eaten ever like a giant turkey leg at any event?
No, I have not.
Why not?
Civility.
But you eat turkey.
Oh, yeah. No, believe me. On Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You're all about it.
Oh, I devour that bird post haste.
But when you went to the Washington County Fair, you didn't get a giant turkey leg to walk around with?
It was early in the morning. Oh. We left at like, we were there and gone by 11:10 in the morning.
Gosh.
Yeah, because the little guy needed his nap.
His nap. Yeah, exactly. Well, this is going to be happening every weekend from now through October 20th. Monday holidays will be included. So Labor Day, you know, this Monday, even Columbus Day in October. Now, this is from 10:30 to 6 p.m. This could also be an over the borderline segment because it is just over the border. It's over in Carver, Mass. So you do need to, you know, pack a little picnic breakfast, maybe stop at Dunk's on your way,
certainly,
or maybe grab a turkey leg for your ride home so you can numb on that on the way home. But if you've never been to King Richard's Fair, it's quite a sight. And it's not just for families. I mean, I'll be real with you. I used to go a lot pre-kids, had a blast. There's nights, there's music, there's artists. It's just a grand old time, wonderful Renaissance fair that goes on this whole autumn season.
Nice. I like that. That's right, folks. No matter where you live in Rhode Island, you're never more than 18 and a half miles from either the water, meaning the ocean, the big blue wet thing, as Fozzie Bear called it, in Muppet's Treasure Island.
I missed that one.
Yeah, well, you know, it happens. It's okay. I pay attention. It's been fun trying to introduce a little foster man to Muppets. He just looks at it kind of weird and looks at me with like...
My kids are finally starting to appreciate the humor of the Muppets.
My nephew, my oldest nephew, Caleb, when I first showed him Muppets, he was looking at me the same way that our little guy is. And at one point he looked up at me and goes, "So are they real?"
Right, because they're not cartoons.
Right, exactly.
It's very confusing.
Yes.
And they interact with humans.
Yep. And the other night I had started watching Great Muppet Caper.
Ooh, yeah.
And Susan had never realized like just how many jokes they make in the beginning as the balloon is kind of like slowly coming down. And How Fozzie Bear makes like a derogatory comment like, "Oh, all these names are boring," as Jim Henson's name comes up on the screen.
Yeah.
And does anybody actually read these names and curse? Well, they all have families. So it just, you know, and little guy was more fascinated with balloon. But nonetheless, and unfortunately, the little guy is just a little too young to audition. The Trinity Rep auditions for A Christmas Carol are coming up. We've mentioned this a few times. The reason being is this is something you definitely want to plan for. Saturday, September 7th. Over at Cardi's Furniture in South Attleboro. It's their open call auditions for the children's actors for A Christmas Carol over at Trinity Rep. They do this every year. It's awesome. Children have to be 18. Excuse me. Take two. Children have to be 8 to 12 to
there
audition.
And, that would be an old Tiny exactly, Tim. Absolutely. Tiny Tim would not be so tiny.
Tiny Tim with a deep voice and a beard. could happen. You know,
God bless us all.
Hey, listen, you know, sometimes they change things up, not the whole crux of the story, but they make adaptations
they
in
do.
Trinity Rep, and they've done it many, many years, which makes it always a great time to go see it, unless you're, you know, that curmudgeon Channing Gray from the Projo who's been just ripping on all this local stuff lately, which, you know,
shame.
Just, yeah, what's the deal, Channing? Be happy. I don't think he listens.
Oh.
He hasn't written a scathing article about us.
You know,
exactly, a negative review, although it'd be... From my perspective, it would probably be warranted. But nonetheless, this is open auditions. You don't have to pay. You can come. And if your kids are young, Mary, your kids are both under the age of 8. If they wanted to see what it was like to what
do
happens at these auditions, this is the real deal. Now, the kid, Robert Capron, who was a star in all the Diary of a Wimpy Kid movies and all that other stuff, he actually got... He did this open audition years ago when he was real young, and obviously he's an adult now. But this is just a wonderful time. It's over at the South Attleboro location. They do it right in the community room, which is on the lower level there at Cardi's. And you just got to be ready to sing 30 seconds of your favorite holiday song without accompaniment. And I always love the look on everybody's faces when a young child would sing Santa Baby as their holiday song.
Hey.
Yes, it's like, okay.
Hello.
It's all right.
You'll learn what those
nothing
words
like
mean
Silent Night, huh? Santa Baby. Fair
oh my
enough.
Goodness. As we enter into the fall feeling, we can't call it the fall season yet, but the pumpkin spice season is here. Of course.
The harvest.
Yes, the harvest season. This is, of course, a great time to be, you know, acknowledge what we're thankful about. And a lot of times this is when people try to get more involved and volunteer in and around our community, and we try to help more of the people in need. And that is why this segment, Wicked Nice, is really important, because we've, of course, partnered with the United Way of Rhode Island to help find these opportunities for you and your loved ones. So to kick things off, what do we have first, Ben?
Well, speaking of the harvest, Hope Harvest RI, they're seeking volunteers to harvest, sort, and pack surplus produce from local farms. My dad and his brothers down at DeCastro Farms, every year they have more stuff than they can sell, and, you know, whether it be at the retail shop or wholesale, and I can't tell you how many times he has various organizations come down there and pick up just boxes of vegetables or different items that they can either freeze, can, and jar or whatnot. But this help is needed statewide, and so volunteers can sign up to help out with that. If you're 14 or older, this is perfect. You can just reach out to Hope Harvest. And this is just it's a wonderful thing to do. If it's a family project, again, they ask that you be 14 or older, just because of dealing with the various things you're going to deal with.
Yeah.
So what else we got?
Big Brothers Big Sisters are looking for volunteers interested in being paired with an elementary student in a supervised group setting at South Providence School. So what they're looking for is someone to come Tuesdays from 12:15 to 1:15 p.m. And they also need volunteers to help mentor boys. So we're looking for some Big Brothers. The commitment for that one is 6 to 8 hours a month. 18-month minimum. So if you are 19 years or older, this is a great opportunity for you to really make a difference in a child's life.
Awesome. If you are looking to learn more information about the United Way of Rhode Island, or if you're in need of assistance yourself, just visit their website or simply dial 211 and get connected to the help you need. All right, folks, as we said in the beginning, everything we talked about today can be found on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
You can check us out on Facebook and Instagram. And if you're posting photos from anything fun going on in the Ocean State, we want to see it. Use that hashtag, Wicked Roadie.
If you're looking to get your message directly into the ears of our listeners, especially as we approach the holidays, email us, wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com, or you can just send us a message on Facebook.
Until next time, folks, my name's Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro.
And you've been listening to Wicked Roadie. We'll have more for you next Thursday.